I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Before the break, Sarah Culberson told us about her search for her birth father. That search took her from West Virginia to West Africa. Sarah found that her father, Joseph Pessoa, is not only alive, he's royalty. Pessoa is a school principal and a ruling member of the Mende tribe in Bumpe, Sierra Leone. Today, with her, together with her friend John Worley, Sarah traveled to Bumpe. There she met her father and a host of eager relatives. Sierra Leone is peaceful now, but in the 1990s, it suffered a horrific civil war. Sarah's father's school was nearly destroyed by rebels during that war. Sarah described to me what she saw when she first arrived.
Well, it was run down. A lot of the buildings were black because the rebels had set the buildings on fire. There were no books in the library, and there were a lot of students who wanted to go to school and had there wasn't the space for them.
John, how'd you get involved?
I'm Sarah's acting coach, and we were involved with a collaborative film project called The Black Box Experiment. It was during rehearsals and class that we realized that Sarah had found her biological father. I mentioned to Sarah, I said, well, I think it'd be pretty cool to document it on video. And so I got a production camera, and my friend John Vogel taught me how to use it in his backyard and put tape over the buttons I shouldn't touch. And I got two wireless mics and tape stock and all the gear, I had no idea what I was in for.
Well, first of all, as someone who's done a very minimal amount of film production just to try to teach myself, that's a lot of responsibility to take on.
Well, ignorance is bliss. In a lot of cases, and certainly in this case it was. This last trip, we were met by military on the tarmac with AK-47s, threatening to take my camera. This time, we were met by, it looked like Better Homes and Gardens, with a woman with a file and leading us into the VIP lounge. So the tension was definitely gone from the last trip. And then you start to see behind the curtain all the need and the devastation and the amputees and the destruction. And boy.
You know, Sarah, the nation that your family is from, your father's family, is the whole region of West Africa has cycled in and out of violence, and Sierra Leone is no exception. How would you describe the mood of people, given all of the civil war and then periods of peace and all of that?
Well, I mean, the mood when we were first there was very, people were, you could tell they had been through a lot, subdued, not so trusting of outside people because they had had so much taken away from them from people. But 2 years later, I'm noticing, I mean, the perseverance is unbelievable. I mean, I would think if I went through what happened to these people in a civil war for 11 years, I would think years of therapy would have to happen for anyone. And, you know, it's not so there. You've got to keep going. And they come together. They work as a community. And people just keep moving forward. And they work together.
Coming in as family, but as an outsider, which is something that I can empathize with since, you know, I have family in Africa, and you are and you aren't the same.
Yes.
Do you feel like you're ever in a position where people expect too much of you or that they pin all their hopes on you?
Yeah. That was one of my experiences when I first came back, because I think sometimes, because I am from America, people think in Sierra Leone, oh my goodness, she has so much money. Oh, she can really do all these things. And realistically, I was back here just trying to make a living as well as an actress and a part-time dance teacher and just finding my way. So it was a bit overwhelming getting phone calls from different people saying, can you send me this? Can I have money for this? Can I? And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent next week. I don't know how I can send money. And at the same time, feeling guilty about that because, you know, I want to do that. I want to do everything for everybody there. So yeah, it's a little challenging.
John, how do you relate to that whole phenomenon? Going there not as family, but as someone who was taken into the community.
Well, I remember two things that happened while I was there. The chief's wife, Amy, Sarah's aunt, we were looking at a man, an amputee, and she said, "Why didn't they just kill him?" And I saw a broken spirit in that man, and I knew what she meant. She didn't mean it in a cruel way. She just meant it as a citizen of Sierra Leone whose heart is broken. And then after the interview with J.P. Genda, the commissioner of labor, who is a relative of Sarah's, I promised Mr. Genda that this footage would be seen. And his aide turned to me with just this look in his eye saying, you know, "Just another promise. Broken." And I never forgot it. And so when we got back, there was a lot of emotional navigation that took place. And like she said, what do I do? How do I navigate my life and see all the need that's over there at the same time? I mean, it's paralyzing.
Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, it sounds as if you are really focusing on Bumpe and mm-hmm. focusing on the school, but not completely limited to that. What is your overall vision for what your foundation can do?
Our overall vision is to start in Bumpe Village and have that spiral out throughout the country. So we start with the school, and then we're working on the medical system and the clean water system, which is a huge issue, which causes a lot of the medical problems. Working on the infrastructure with the roads. And I really see the foundation being a source for other projects, even after we pass away someday, that the foundation will keep going and sourcing other projects in West Africa, in Sierra Leone, in other parts of Africa to keep things moving forward. Because, you know, this is where everything started. They're us and we're them. There's no difference. If a part of our world is off balance, it affects all of us. So I really feel like the foundation is going to keep moving forward with whatever comes next.
Yeah. Sarah, one last question for
yeah.
you. You are a performer as well as someone who's now giving back to Sierra Leone. How do you see those two parts of your life coming together?
That's a wonderful question. Because I see that all of the work that I've done as an actress, the training that I've had, being in front of people my entire life, that this has been a segue for me to be able to go in front of people and share about what's going on in Sierra Leone, about what we're doing. And I think all of this has actually been preparing me in some way for this role. Sometimes I think, okay, am I going to act? Should I do this? And sometimes I get confused myself. What's next? But what I do know is that I'm committed to rebuilding Bumpe Village and whatever's after that. That's what I'm sure about. And whatever else comes with that, comes with it.
Well, Sarah and John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah Culberson lives in Los Angeles. With John Worley, she's established the Pessoa Foundation. They plan to rebuild schools and create jobs in Bumpe, Sierra Leone. You can hear Sarah's amazing story and see pictures of her village at our website, npr.org/newsandnotes.